skulls.
And if your daughter was living here with you, and you were standing out in the front yard and she was in the house, and somebody came up to visit her and said, Ella, Miss Ella, what was your daughter who? You'd say,
yes, she's in the house in there.
And now, what if she was in the kitchen? What would you say?
I'd say she is in the kitchen. If I knew she was in the kitchen, but if I didn't know just where she was at, I'd say she's somewhere there in the house.
And, how do you drink your coffee?
I drink my coffee out of a cup.
Well, what do you put anything in it?
Yeah, I put milk in my coffee.
So you say, I like my coffee.
I like my coffee with milk in it. I don't know sugar in it. You can call it cream or milk, whichever you want to.
And if you didn't like it with milk, you say, I like my coffee.
Boy.
And, or, what's another way of saying it?
Well,
if I said, do you want your coffee with milk? You say, no, I want my coffee
black.
And what's the word like with, you could say?
What do you want in your coffee? Cream or sugar? And then they'd say, neither one.
And now, is black coffee, does that have anything in it?
Not a thing in it. It's just the coffee put in there and water poured to it. You see, that leaves all of it out. That's no sugar, no milk, or nothing, cream or nothing in it.
Well, would you ever call that something else?
I just tell them I wanted my coffee black, and then I fix it like I want it. The cream would be sitting down, and I'd fix it. Sometimes I get too much milk in it.
Well, have you ever heard of barefoot coffee?
No. Well, I've heard it. That may be a name of coffee.
But I
never used none of it.
But you, have you ever heard of it?
No, I have never heard of it.
Isn't,
now I reckon that must be when they get off in the swamps and make their coffee in a can.
Well, what would you say if you couldn't say black coffee, and I said you have to say with or
without?
So, if you want some milk, you say, I'll
say with milk.
And if you didn't want it with milk, you say, I want my coffee
without it.
Without
the milk.
So the whole thing.
I'd say without the milk.
If somebody wasn't going away from you, they'd be doing what?
Coming towards you.
And if you saw somebody that you hadn't seen in a long time, you'd say, guess who I ran?
Guess who I ran into today?
And if a child is given the same name that her mother has, you'd say they named the child
after her mother.
And what's that kind of animal that barks a lot?
It's a dog, wolf or something like that, you know, and they howl like a dog.
Oh, they do? Yeah. I've never seen a wolf.
Well, he'll howl, sit and howl.
Did you ever see one?
I've seen one time when I was going down to Florida when my husband was building houses down there.
And you saw one on the road?
Yeah, they're old wolves across the road. Yeah, they're wild in them. Well, there's about 100 acres of government land there where we have wolves and deers, and he'd had signs, watch the deers, it's across.
Oh, yes, sir.
And he run out there, and my husband says, "Whoa, there goes a wolf and a fox."
Yes, sir. Well, if you had a dog, say, and a wolf came up and you wanted your dog to attack him, what would you say to your dog?
I'd tell him to go get him if I thought he was big enough to kill him. But if he's not, you better not let the dog get out there to him.
What if some old mixed breed came out of the house and you wanted your dog to get after him? What would you call that dog you want your dog?
Well, I wouldn't want the dog to bite him, though, because there's so much rabies to you never know.
What would you call that kind of dog that came around?
I'd